This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It's currently the 3rd of September 2010 here in Japan, and today I'm honored to be joined on the line by Luke Rutkowski, a man to whom my listeners will need no introduction, but suffice it to say he's the college-age phenom who has started an international phenomenon by going out and deciding to be the change he wanted to see in the world and starting an international group of activists that continues to flower and branch out with new branches appearing across the globe seemingly every day. Of course, I'm referring to We Are Change at wearechange.org. So, Luke Rutkowski, thank you so much for joining us today on the Corbett Report.
Thank you so much for that nice introduction. It means a lot, and it's an honor being on your great show.
All right. Well, it is great to have you here, and it's especially great to have you here at this time of year because I'm sure most of my listeners know that every year We Are Change puts on just an incredible series of events to commemorate the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks and to try to help raise and spread awareness of 9/11 truth, which really is one of the fundamental goals of so many different organizations, including We Are Change. So tell us what's going on in New York City for the 9th anniversary of 9/11 coming up next weekend.
This year, just like every year, We Are Change and patriots and great American citizens flock to New York City from all around the world to pretty much take back New York City, to take back our government, our system of life, our way of life. And every year we raise money for sick and dying 9/11 first responders. We do street actions every single day. We do events every single day. And a lot of people who attend our events say it's a life-changing event, and it really is. This year we're pulling out all the stops to have a huge anniversary in order to make the 10th year anniversary even bigger. We're planning for the 10th year, but we're building this 9th year up as big as we can, and that's why we have amazing speakers from all around the world coming to New York City, and this is an event for the history books, really.
Well, that's right. There is quite a lineup, so tell people about some of the people who are going to be attending.
I mean, we have people like George Galloway, who said that they would come, Anthony Schaefer, Cynthia McKinney, Ray McGovern, Mike Rebell, Cindy Sheehan, William Rodriguez, Annie Michon, Wayne Madsen, Jason Burmis, Ben Stewart, Gary Franchi, Richard Gage, Michael Parente, Ralph Shulman, Kevin Ryan, Niels Herrick from Copenhagen, Paul Craig Roberts, Colleen Riley, Danny Schechter, Catherine Albright, victims, family members, 9/11 rescue workers, and so many more are going to be speaking at our events here in New York City. So really, we got an amazing, amazing lineup, and I hope people can join us. And if you're not in the tri-state area, can't come to New York City, we're going to have a live pay-per-view event, which the proceeds are going to go to first responders as well. And you can watch everything for about $10, 4 days of events, 4 days of street actions. You can watch everything on pay-per-view on the internet on wearechange.org.
It's so exciting. And one of the exciting things about this is that some of the people who are in the lineup aren't even people that generally you see out at some of these 9/11 truth events. I think Paul Craig Roberts, this is the first time I've ever heard him talk at some sort of 9/11 related event. So tell us about how you got some of these guests on board.
I'm working with a very great guy called Lenny Charles from INN World Report, and he's been helping me out. He's been doing his own TV show here in Manhattan, and he has a lot of good connections with a lot of these guys. And the main premise of our conference is our lives post 9/11. What we're trying to do is bring people from the left, bring people from the right, bring them together and come to a common assessment. We have the same things we want to accomplish as a group. How can we get those things accomplished? What do we want to get accomplished? And it's pretty much about bringing people from all political spheres, all political ideologies to talk about how our lives changed after 9/11, but how can we bring our lives back to normal is pretty much the key and the main kind of reason why we're doing all this.
Right, and I know in previous years that you've had different types of events like street actions and musical events and speakers and documentaries and things. Tell us about the lineup you have for this year.
This year we have, we have everything. We have everything that we did last year in the years before, all the way to 2006 we're doing this year. We have a lot of surprise guests that come in last minute and perform for you guys, so expect anything and everything because we pull out all the stops. And we had people like Talib Kweli, Alex Jones, premiere of Loose Change movies at these events, so expect anything and everything. It's going to be an amazing time. And again, I talk to a lot of people, and after they leave our events, they become change themselves, and they start acting and they start doing things. So this event is about motivating, activating, and inspiring as many people as we can. And that's what we're going to do here in New York City.
Right, and I know organizing this type of event can be a huge headache as things change and things change up to the last minute sometimes. So if people want to stay up to date with the latest lineup and everything, what's the best place to go to get information?
Yeah, you just go to wearechange.org or you go to wearechange.org/911110. All numbers, just type that in into Google searches and look for us, and we're all on there. And the whole schedule is up on there. It changes almost every week, every day. It almost changes. So check out the full lineup, the full schedule, all the way from Thursday, September 9th, all the way to September 12th. We're going to be doing events and street action, so I hope to join you. And if you can't come with us and be with hundreds of people marching in the streets in New York City, raising money for sick and dying first responders, doing a big charity event, if you can't do that, please support us. Please donate. We're trying to do a big money bomb online on 9/11, and you can watch everything we're doing on the live pay-per-view. So, you know, we're trying to keep this movement alive, and, you know, we're not going away anywhere. We're going to keep doing what we got to do. People still need help. We still, you know, I'm not giving up no matter what. We are here. We're not giving up, and we're not going to stop until we get true justice.
Right, and you mentioned proceeds going to sick and dying first responders. I know in the past you've hooked up with the Feel Good Foundation. How about this year? Who's involved with
this? This year, there's other first responders that we're helping and supporting. 9/11 Health Now, John Feelgood's doing a lot of great work right now, trying to pass the James Drogan bill. You know, we're trying to do that as well. Now we have 9/11 Health Now, which is bringing in other first responders that we're going to be helping out. So we're trying to change things up and help different groups and different organizations. And, you know, we're open to anything and everything. So if there's a cause that you think we should support later on after this event, please let us know, and we'll be behind it if it's a good cause.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it's important, I think, for people involved with 9/11 Truth to keep in mind some of the things that we can do to help some of the people who are still dying from the lies of 9/11, not only in the foreign wars, but also, obviously, the first responders. So tell us a little bit your own philosophy about 9/11 Truth and what it really is doing and should be doing at this point, 9 years on from these horrible events.
I think we not only have to concentrate on new information and spreading information, but we have to be the change we want to see ourselves. I know it's cliche. I know I always say it. I know it's the basic premise of We Are Change, but it's that simple. It's how you as an individual change yourself. And changing yourself, you could then change the world. And little things like, you know, what we do here in New York City, doing the best we can to collect food for the homeless, or, you know, big shirts and clothing and jackets for the homeless, or doing toy drives for the kids. We try to do those things in New York City to show everybody. It takes one person to make a difference. We could all do it. It's easy. It's simple. All it takes is you, yourself, believing in yourself and having love and compassion instead of hate and anger, and believing in that love and compassion and understanding that nothing is impossible. We can do anything we want if we really, truly believe on it. And that's why every year on 9/11, we donate all the profits, all the money that's made, goes straight to charity to show everybody we're not doing it for money. We're doing it for love. We're doing it for truth. We're doing it to help the common man out. We're trying to lead by example, and you don't have to follow us. You don't have to believe in us, but just understand what we're doing is out of the goodness of our heart. We give our time, we give our blood, sweat, and tears in order to help you out and the whole world out. So we ask for your help.
Well, I think everyone can see that you have been giving blood, sweat, and tears for years now, and you've put on this 9/11 event every year, and it's just such an incredible thing to do, and I know it's a lot of work. I guess one of the things that people look up to and is really inspiring about what you do is the fact that you are, relatively speaking, so young and yet so active and so proactive in getting out there and actually doing something with this information rather than just sitting on it. The flip side of that, I guess, is that in some sense you've kind of grown up in a spotlight of sorts. So tell us about the last few years and what you've learned from your various experiences with We Are Change.
Yeah, I never really asked to be in the spotlight. I know a lot of people try to make it all about me and it's all about Luke, and they try to attack me or they try to put me up on this pedestal, but I never asked to be on a pedestal. I never asked to, you know, try to be, to have my whole life brought out in front of everybody. You know, all I did is listen to my heart and I try to do the right thing. And I'm keep telling everybody, it's not about me. It's about what you do as an individual. Never hold any man's action above your own. And it always matters what you do at the end of the day. You know, and then seeing people just run their mouths and talk trash all they want. You know, I'm not perfect. I can't do things exactly. you want to do. And it's been difficult because I've been doing this since I was 17, you know. And ever since being 17, I always had a job throughout the time. I go to school. I'm graduating this semester. And it's not easy going to school, working, and now on top of this, organizing this event, organizing We Are Change. And I ask people not to listen to me, but to listen to themselves, listen to their hearts, and to do the right thing, and just to keep fighting and never give up.
Well, it is still such an inspiring message, so I know it really does excite a lot of people, and it's great to see you doing this once again, so definitely my hat's off to you and all the people who are behind the scenes working to make this happen. So as we stand here on the brink of the 9th anniversary, are there any final thoughts you'd like to leave people with about the importance of what we're doing here?
Yeah, we can't give up, we can't falter, we can't quit. We could do anything we want, and again, I keep saying this, nothing is impossible. Our lives are short on this planet. Let's make sure we make it a ride that we will, you know, remember and appreciate instead of, you know, hate and not like because of our misaction. So stand up as an individual. Stand up as a human being. You have one short time on this blue spinning planet. Make sure you do something worthwhile. Make sure you do something great. And we're trying to do as much as we can. We need as much help as we can get because we're not stopping just helping first responders. We want to do a lot more, and it can only happen with your help. And thank you, James, for having me on this great program. I hope to see you during the 10th year anniversary of 9/11. We're organizing that right after this anniversary. We're going to make it big. Make your plans. The 10th year will be the biggest.
Absolutely. Well, if there's any way possible for me to make it out, I certainly will be there, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in the flesh and getting to know you a little bit better. But Luke Rakowski, it's always a pleasure to have you on. So once again, good luck to everything you're doing, and I'd encourage everyone to go to wearechange.org to find out more about these events. Luke, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much.